Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayings, Human Sciences Specialist, Family Life, for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Is your preschooler refusing to eat anything other than hot dogs? Or would your child rather play than eat anything at all? Does mealtime turn into a battle zone? Cooking cause you stress? When you find out the green beans are touching the meat, oh no! Or ketchup on everything. You may wonder, will they outgrow it? And perhaps, like many parents, you can hope that it's a phase. Many parents worry about what their children eat or don't eat. The reality, however, is that most children get plenty of variety and nutrition in their diet, and preventing mealtime battles actually becomes the more primary concern. Selective eating in children is most commonly referred to as picky eating, and it's a common childhood issue that can be carried into adulthood. A study completed by Nancy Zucker, PhD, and others at Duke University report that many doctors actually take a wait-and-see approach, hoping that children will outgrow selective eating patterns. However, their research involved 3,400 children that they screened for picky eating, and they found that actually 20% of those children had selective eating habits. They also found that there were some mild levels of selective eating that were associated with anxiety issues. So the researchers actually conveyed that there's much to be learned in helping healthcare providers when it comes to understanding the challenges of the picky eater. Predictably, children between the ages of 2 and 5 are no longer in the period of rapid growth that they once were during their first years of life. This decline in growth results in declined appetite, decreased nutritional needs, and results in feeding patterns that may become unpredictable. Parents shouldn't expect their preschooler to eat a large amount of food at each and every meal. The preschool's stomach is actually about the size of a tightened fist. Researcher Leanne Birch with the University of Georgia Department of Food Nutrition tells us that picky toddlers require several exposures to new foods before they will accept them. Some children even require up to 10 attempts before they will accept it. Birch cautions that exposure to the new food isn't the sole determinant of their willingness to partake. Power struggles can ensue, and many frustrated parents will describe mealtime as a battle zone filled with anger, punishment, and threats. Overwhelmed parents have been known to exert control on the willful and resistant toddler. Birch suggests that forcing a child to eat by punishment or threats will only increase the picky eating habits and power struggle. Another child feeding expert, Ellen Satter, makes a correlation between children who are consistently punished over food issues that they will begin to associate hunger and mealtime with anxiety rather than pleasure. Repeated over time, the situation actually worsens the selective eating behaviors. So, what is a parent to do? Nutrition and child feeding experts agree on several strategies. If you're concerned that the picky eating is compromising your child's growth, you need to talk to your child's doctor. They can help review your child's growth patterns and, in addition, consider recording the types and amounts of food your child eats. Maybe you want to keep a food log and share this information with your healthcare provider. But also remember that your child's eating habits won't likely change overnight. The small steps you take each day can promote a lifetime of healthy eating. So join us this month on The Science of Parenting as we discuss ideas on how to respect our children's appetite. We will discuss the urge to create a power struggle over food and learn the alternative to bribing and our clean plate demands. We will share serving sizes appropriate for young children and how to give them the opportunity to make their own food choices. We will discuss healthy food routines that parents can establish and find ways to be patient when introducing new foods. We will also find ways to make mealtime fun and involve your child in food preparation activities. And parents, we will discuss how important we are in modeling healthy eating behaviors. Lastly, we'll strategize how to remove distractions like television and electronic gadgets during mealtime. All ideas to keep everyone focused on mealtime interactions. As always, we look forward to hearing from you and hearing what you have learned about encouraging healthy eating without whining or power struggles.